Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. I'm particularly excited today because I have snagged a nurse comedian. Yes, you heard me right, a nurse comedian. I'm so thrilled to have Kathy Allen with me today. Kathy is a board-certified holistic nurse with 60 years of experience in nursing. She's a retired Healing Touch certified instructor and somatic experiencing practitioner. And I'm going to have to ask you what all that means when I get there. Kathy has extensive training in energy medicine. Her trauma experience expertise includes Somatic Experiencing International, where she assists in PTSD practitioner training, as well as touch training for psychotherapists, NARM, and neuroaffective touch. Kathy's also the founder of thegutsynurse.com, which I love. It's a platform dedicated to transforming the nursing profession. And I went out there and just tooled around, even though I'm not a nurse. I'm fascinated by that whole world. Her mission is to reignite passion, increase aliveness, and restore balance and harmony in nurses and the systems in which they work, creating environments that foster true healing as their superpower. And she also has a book, I believe, and I'm going to ask her to talk about that too. So, welcome, Kathy. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited to be here with you and to share anything that I know that might help people.
First thing that I want to know is what is somatic experiencing practitioners? What do you do?
Well, that is an entirely new approach to working with PTSD.
Oh,
It's
okay.
Yeah, and they have found that PTSD really is a dysregulation of the nervous system. And so there is a whole new way to help the nervous system regulate itself and release trapped energy from previous traumatic experiences. It's a very gentle approach. It doesn't require that you go back and relive your terrible experiences and go into a lot of emotional distress. No, it just works with the nervous system in the here and now and helps that energy to release. And people want to know what kind of a release is it? Is it going to be a terrible release where I'm screaming and crying?
Oh, yeah, I can
No.
imagine.
No, it's not like that at all. The release is more of a sense of heat going through your body, or you might be having some trembling. And you might have some tears, which could be appropriate for what you've been through. But then that kind of releases the trapped energy, and you can go on with your life.
Wow, I imagine that is amazing to experience.
And let me give you a little example of that.
Perfect.
Most of us have been in a near-miss car accident where you think, oh my God, I'm going to be in an accident. And then you're not in the accident. The accident doesn't happen. And what happens usually is we feel a sense of shaking in our body. And
Yeah.
that's the nervous system had gotten prepared for the accident. The accident didn't happen. And so that energy is still in your body. So the smart thing to do is to pull over and let the shaking complete itself. And then that energy is out of your body and you can go on with your day. Most of us ignore the shaking and keep going on, but this is just a real simple thing that you can do whether you're in a near-miss car accident, whether you fall down or whatever. You experience that shaking, let it shake out, and then you'll be okay.
So how does that equate, or how does that work with adrenaline?
Well, when you're in a situation where you sense danger, your body moves from goes to fight, flight, and freeze. Now,
Right.
yeah. And so what we want to do is we want to stay in what they call the parasympathetic, which is the relaxation response. Now, it's not appropriate to be in the relaxation response when you are in danger. So what your body does is it moves to another part of your nervous system, and it stimulates the sympathetic nervous system, which prepares you for fight, flight, or freeze. So, and the sympathetic nervous system contains the adrenaline and releases
Okay.
the adrenaline into your body to help you prepare for whatever it is you have to deal with.
Okay, because I always thought that the adrenaline was what caused all the shaking, but it must be just the combination
Well,
of.
it could be the adrenaline trying to release from your
Oh,
body.
yeah.
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 And if people are a little confused about this or want to know more, go to my website,
Yeah.
gutsynurses.com, and you will find on the homepage a 5-minute video explaining what trauma is and how it works in the body. It's a very, very simple explanation, and that'll help you to really understand what's going on in your body and how to work with it.
Well, I absolutely love the fact that you've been doing this for your whole life, obviously. And as far as nursing goes, what got you into nursing to begin with?
Well, I'm second oldest of 9 children, and I love, my mother had to run a daycare. Because that was the only way she could make extra money. We didn't have a lot of money. I loved helping my mother. I loved helping her with the children. I loved anticipating what their needs were. And I had some aunts who were nurses, and I thought, well, that's the perfect thing for me. And I have loved being a nurse my whole career.
That's amazing. So, what do you find the best to be the best thing about nursing now?
Now, well, now things have changed. I became a nurse before for-profit healthcare took over. And
Got it.
with for-profit healthcare, they've thrown care out the window, and nurses are mostly data collectors, and they're overworked. They don't have enough time to take care of their patients, and they're burned out. Now, there's two different kinds of burnout. There's burnout, like if you're working at the five and dime selling shoestrings and you have too many customers and nobody to help you, and you're working 12 hours and you don't even have time to go to the bathroom, and you get exhausted and burned out. That's not the kind of burnout that nurses have. Nurses have all of that, plus the fact that they know that if they don't get to that patient in time that needs their help, that patient could be harmed or could even die. So they have what they call traumatic burnout. So they carry that level of trauma in their system, knowing that they're grateful that nothing bad happened that day, but they know that something bad could happen on another day at work. So that's traumatic.
Making a mistake as a nurse is a whole different level of mistake than any other job.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. So, where did you work throughout your life?
I have worked in many different places. I'm extremely lucky. Some people make a plan and that's all they do for their whole life. I kind of go with the flow. I have worked, my first job was as a head nurse of a medical surgical unit. My next job was in charge of the entire 30-bed hospital as a volunteer nurse in the 60s. We were all either joining some kind of volunteer organization or the Peace Corps in those days.
Oh, yes.
I didn't join the Peace Corps. I joined another organization where I was a volunteer nurse. But I've had opportunities to work in practically every area of nursing. I've worked in chemical dependency. I've worked in locked psych units. And I totally love my patients. So I
Yeah.
do fine wherever I go.
Which area of nursing do you like the best?
Well, it's hard to say. When I was, I left nursing for a while. I burned out. And so then I went and I worked in theater. And I had a great time working in theater. I was a stage manager. I produced a show. I was in a couple of films as an extra. And I thought, you know, working in theater is a lot of fun. You make a mistake, nobody's going to die. But I thought, yeah, I don't make any money. This is what 18-year-old kids do. And I was a little older then. So So I would work at the hospital on the weekends, and one weekend there was a flyer for nurses who wanted to learn how to do healing touch, which is energy healing. And energy healing is you use your hands to help heal somebody. So I thought, well, that's great. I'll do that. I won't be too tired and I can work in the theater at night. Well, I took a class, and my partner, who I was partnered up with in the class, she was having some pain. So I did what they told me to do, and her pain disappeared. Her pain was gone. And I thought, forget theater. I'm doing this. And so the Healing Touch program at that time was more for nurses, but they've expanded it to include anyone who wants to learn how to heal with their hands. And it's a kind of a program where if the person goes through the entire program and becomes certified, they can set up their own private practice without any other kind of license because of the fact that this program has been set up so wonderfully.
What's
So I love
the head
that.
of it? What is the
Well,
organizing?
the organization is called, it's the Healing Touch Program, and you
Okay.
can find it on the website. And they're all over the world now. It started out in Colorado, but now it's expanded to all over the world. So I totally love teaching students how to do that and watch the expressions on their faces as they go, oh my gosh, I took her pain away. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
It was so wonderful. And so I have loved that. I was working in the hospital. And also, and as well as doing my private practice and then doing teaching. And in the hospital in the 90s, the for-profit system really became much more evident. And I thought, I can't work in this kind of a situation anymore where we're exploiting patients and exploiting nurses. And so I became so aware of the trauma that nurses were experiencing and that I experienced myself. And so I thought, well, I need to find out more about this. And so I've graduated from four different programs dealing with either PTSD or developmental trauma, which is what happens to you when you're growing up in your family. And I thought, you know, this is all really interesting, but I need to do something to help nurses. So that's why I decided to develop my own program and to write a book to help nurses.
And so when did you actually start your program with nurses?
Well, it was just recently that I've started it with nurses. And my book is called Gutsy Nurses Save Lives. And that book is going to be out at the end of the year. It's not out yet.
Okay.
But if you want to know more about the work, go to the website and you'll find out more about the work. And you'll find not only the video on the homepage, which explains what trauma is, but under resources, there are 5 2-minute videos that can tell you what to do to settle your nervous system when you're overwhelmed. So it's my gift to people who are interested in healing trauma.
Heard about this. I have a friend who is a therapist, and she is doing work with the central nervous system right now, and has she didn't develop the program, but she can teach the program. And when she sees P and she sees mainly PTSD patients, but from like a sexual encounter situation. So, an abusive situation. And she absolutely swears by it. She swears by, the method that she uses. It sounds very much similar to what you're talking about with the central nervous system and the healing, the energy touch. Yeah.
Well, we're so lucky to be living in the time that we're living in because years ago it was called post-traumatic stress disorder. They didn't
Oh,
really
yeah.
understand it and they felt like it was a lifelong diagnosis, that there wasn't much help. In today's world, there are many approaches that people are using to help them heal from post-traumatic stress. And they've gone from calling it post-traumatic stress disorder to post-traumatic stress injury.
Yes.
And now they're just calling it post-traumatic stress. So it's not a lifelong diagnosis. It can be healed. And people can research and find out which approach feels most appropriate for them.
So tell me about this whole I'm a comedian thing. So
Oh.
do you do shows? Is do
Well,
you
I've done some acting and I've done some producing and stage managing, and that was all fun. But I thought I don't want to be an actor. I love being on stage. When I get on stage, I'm just as comfortable as I could be. But I discovered I wasn't very funny.
Oh no.
Well, I was on stage, but I wasn't funny. So I took classes, and I was the worst one in the whole class. I was terrible. And so we had to perform at the end of the class. And so I threw out all my material, wrote all new material, went on stage, and it was perfect. It was just fine. Everybody loved it. And the last time I performed, it was at a conference for 350 people, and it went over just fine. You know, if you like to laugh yourself, take a class in whatever it is that you're interested in. And don't worry if you're the worst one, because we all start out someplace, and the only way to go is to go up if you're the worst one.
So, do you incorporate your stories about nursing or crazy patients or anything like that in your routine?
No, I never talk about patients. No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I respect them too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I talk about all kinds of maybe things that are happening in the world today. There are some nursing kinds of things, healthcare kinds of things, but mostly it's topical, what's going on in the world today. And then also from my childhood.
Oh, okay. Where
Yeah.
did you grow up?
I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is a university town.
Oh,
So I
very
was very
familiar.
lucky. Yeah, I was very lucky. And then when I was a volunteer, I was in Ann Arbor when John Kennedy came to talk about at the University of Michigan to talk about the Peace Corps. And so I was so lucky to be there. And then I decided, you know, to be a volunteer nurse, and I got sent to Taos, New Mexico, which was a tiny little town, and worked at the little hospital there. So.
Oh. Oh,
I had never been out of Michigan, and they told me that Taos was in the mountains, and I had seen Heidi, and I thought, oh, they're going to have blonde hair and braids and white billy goats on the side of the mountain. No, it was mostly Native American and Hispanic.
and sandy, deserty type mountains.
Well, actually, no, it's up in the mountains. It's the lower end of the Rocky Mountains.
Okay, so there's some green there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of sage.
That, yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
And a lot of really good people. Really good people, yeah. And most of us, when we're younger, we really want to do things that validate us and make us feel like we have some kind of value in this world. So we're always trying to achieve different things. And in my hometown where the university was, people would say, oh, hello, how are you? And what do you do? And in New Mexico, they never asked that. They always said, how are you? Not what do you do? They didn't care what you did. They wanted to know what kind of a person you were. So
They
that was
wanted to know the real you,
the real you. Right,
not the
right.
job title.
Yeah. And as we get older, we become more of that kind of a person.
Yes,
You know,
we do.
what kind of a person am I? What kind of a person are you? We don't really care that much about achieving validation anymore. We've already been validated, and now we can just give whatever gifts we have, share that with the world.
Well, and at some point during your life, you get to know yourself
Yes,
and
absolutely.
trust yourself. So you're not then looking around going, where do I belong? Who am I?
Yeah.
That's where all that validation comes from. Or If you're a narcissist, you just always want people to admire you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, tell me about the best student you've had as far as nursing and the healing touch. What kinds of traits do the excellent nurses bring to the table?
Well, I can't say it was just nurses. And when Healing Touch first started out, it really ran through the whole nursing community. Nurses just loved it. And then the for-profit healthcare took over, and nurses didn't have time to do it. And we have a lot of people in our classes that are not nurses, and that can be taught how to do energy healing. So that my the well I had a I've had students that have excelled and gone on to be instructors themselves, but I will tell you about a person, a student who came to the class, and she had a history of pain, back pain, and she was in a wheelchair. And I didn't know she had IV going of continuous morphine for her
Oh.
pain. And she wanted me to use her as a demo. So I didn't realize what was really going on with her. So I used her as a demo. She had an incredible response, incredible response. And she had no pain for the next 2 days, absolutely no pain whatsoever, which was extremely
Whoa.
unusual. Whoa is right. Well, yeah. So I will never forget that. And I'm very grateful that I was in that position to be able to help her. I saw her once after that, and then I think she may have seen other people. She talked to her doctor. The doctor was amazed. So we know that energy healing works, and it can prevent people from having to take more medications, and it helps them to heal faster.
Well,
So
it keeps them from getting addicted as well to some of the opioids and things.
absolutely, absolutely right. And people can learn how to do it in their family, and they can do it with each other. They take away headaches and whatever pain they're dealing with.
All right, my husband and I have to hop on and figure out because it seems like the older we get, the harder it is to get out of bed without
Yes,
creaking.
right, exactly.
Well, I know you have mentioned the website several times, and I'm glad that I know now that your book is coming out at the end of the year. What I'll probably do is this is going to air probably sometime in August, but I'll keep in touch with you. And when
Okay.
your book is getting ready to come out, we'll republish this episode to
Okay,
get
that
some
sounds
more attention
great.
to it. I have three questions that I ask at the end of every
Okay.
episode. But before I do that, what I wanted to do is ask if you have any words of wisdom from your entire life that you feel like you would love to share with a group of people who you won't know, and but probably somebody needs them.
Right, exactly. Well, I think, and this is something that we hear all the time from lots of sources, is be easy on yourself and know that you came into this world and into the circumstances that you're in for your own personal growth. One of my teachers said that, don't be so hard on your parents. You choose your parents to give you the experiences that you need for your continued spiritual growth. And she said the problem is that when we're in the spirit world before we incarnate as children, we're not into, we don't have a physical body, so we don't have feelings. So when we get so we get here, we think, oh my God, why did I do this?
Well, the
But
funny thing
there's
is how do you pick them out if you don't
always
have feeling? Yeah, okay, go
right,
ahead.
right. Well, the really wonderful thing is that there is so much support out there. And so always reach out for the support that you need because it's there.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. And you are one of those support people, so thank you for being that.
Thank you for asking me to share. And you know what? The people who are the best supporters are people who've been through it themselves. And that's
Absolutely.
with AA. The best people to work with an alcoholic is a recovering alcoholic.
Yep.
So when somebody has a lot of trauma, you can bet probably their therapist has had a trauma also and understands what you're going through and wants to support you.
And we can all be that for somebody.
That's right, we can.
So here's my first question that I ask at
Okay.
the end. If
Okay.
you can close your eyes just for a
Okay.
moment,
All right.
and in your mind's eye, describe what appears when I say wise woman.
The divine feminine in all
Describe
of
her
her,
for me.
the divine feminine in all of her incarnations. And the divine feminine, most people, when they think about the Blessed Virgin, the mother of Jesus. But there's Isis, and there is, oh, there are a couple, I can't think of them right now. Oh, I can't think of them, but
There are a lot of
there are
them.
lots of them. There are lots of them. And so it doesn't matter what spiritual practice you come from. Because the divine feminine is all there. And if you are indigenous, if you are earth-based, have earth-based spirituality, then the divine feminine is the earth, Mother Earth.
Yes, I love that. So, where do you like to roam?
Where do I like to roam? Oh, I love bookstores.
Yes.
I love being with people so I can be out and about. Another thing is I take classes all the time. I take
I kind of got that feeling
classes.
from what you were saying.
Well, I was blessed with intellectual curiosity. And so I love taking classes and learning about new things. And I love being around young people. Young people who have been through a life experience that I have not. And I love hearing what their opinions on things are. And I love encouraging them.
Me too. I don't have these negative impressions of young people that a lot of people carry around. I find them very refreshing and fun to be around, frankly. Yeah. The last question that I have for you is what makes you restless, but in a good way?
Well, knowing that there is a problem that's not being addressed, then I feel like, I need to address that. I need to either find someone who knows the solution or find the solution myself and share it. But to be a support to people who are going through difficult times, that makes me very restless.
Absolutely. I personally do not like seeing suffering
Yeah.
of any kind.
Right.
And that makes me restless to do something as well.
Right. And I think probably that's the divine feminine talking through you.
Maybe I could use a little bit more boob, I think. I got skipped a little bit in that department. But anyway. Oh my goodness. Well, Kathy, it has been such a pleasure talking with you. And thank you so much for opening up and sharing about healing and touch and energy and PTS and all the things that you're bringing to the table. And thank you for being an encouragement to nurses because they are the unsung heroes of the medical world. They really are. And I don't know what I would do if I didn't have the kind of nursing that I have had in my times of trial. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I really have enjoyed talking with you.
Thanks.